The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 17, 1977,
in Mayapur, India. अपित्रे कुविदं प्रभो सा निजिन्न देव has very very angry. Now the eighth class of men who do not know the, what is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will say, why God should become angry? So God, why He should not be angry? God must have everything. Otherwise, how is God complete, purna? The anger is also another quality of living symptom. The stone does not become angry, because it's stone. But any living being, he becomes angry. That is a quality. And why God should not be angry? They imagine God. Not they have got any actual conception of God. Imagine, God must be like this, God must be non-violent, God must be very peaceful. Why? Where from the anger comes? It comes from God. Otherwise, there is no existence of anger. Everything is there. Janmadrasya jata, that is the definition of Brahma. Whatever we have got in experience and whatever we haven't got in experience, we haven't got everything in experience. Just like our Nisimha there, it is said Lakshmi also had no experience that the Lord can become half lion, half man in Lakshmi. For to speak of other, Lakshmi, she is constant companion of the Lord. So it is said, a shoot of Adrishtya, Adrishtya Atha. Adhishtha asruta purvatya. She became afraid because she also never saw such gigantic form and half lion, half man. God has so many forms. Advaita achyuta, anadi, arantarupam, arantarupam. Still Advaita. So, in the Bhagavad it is said that God's incarnations are exactly like the waves of the river or the sea. Nobody can count. You'll be tired if you want to count the number of waves. It is impossible. So God's incarnations are as many as there are waves. You cannot count the waves, therefore you cannot understand how many incarnations He has got. Even Lakshmi, even Anantadev, they have got. So, our experience is very limited. Why should we say that God cannot have this, God cannot have like that. This is godless. The exception, they say, even in our so-called Vedic, the Arya Samadhi, they assert that God cannot take incarnation. Why? If God is all-powerful, then why He shall not be able to accept incarnation? Therefore, we should not take lessons of God from this respect. We should take lessons of God from Shastra, from Guru, and from Sadhu, one who has seen God, Tattva Darshinam, Tadviddhi Pranipatena Paribhusnena Sevaya. Upadakshanti Tadjnanam. Tadjnanam means spiritual knowledge. Tadvijnanam. Tadvijnanartham Svagurumeva Avigacche Samitpani Shotriyam Brahmanishtham. So Tadvijnanam you cannot imagine, speculate. That is not possible. You have to learn it from a person who is Tattva Darshini, who has seen God. Even by seeing, you cannot, that's why Lakshmi Devi, she is seeing every moment, constantly. Even she does not know. Asutapurva. Adrishtya Asutapurva. So, whatever we see, or we do not see, everything is there. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Whatever you see, whatever you experience, I am the origin of everything. The anger must be there. How you can say, God should not be angry, God should not be like this, God should not... No. That is inexperience. So, Brahma, not Brahma, he is supposed to be the first living being within this universe. Lakshmi became afraid, Brahma also became very afraid. Therefore, Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj that you go forward, my dear son, and appease the Lord. You can do, because for you, He has appeared in this fearful creature. Your father offended Him in so many ways by teasing you, by punishing you, by putting you into difficulty. That's why He has appeared, and in very angry. So, you can appease Him, we cannot. It is not possible. Prahlada Prishayama Brahma Avasthita Antika. So, Prahlada Maharaj, being very exalted devotee, he could appease the Lord. Bhakta, by bhakti, you can control the Supreme Lord. That is the only way. Bhaktyama Vadhyanati, the understanding is also through bhakti, and through bhakti you can control God. Vedesu dullava, adubrava atma-bhakto. You cannot understand God by studying Veda. Vedesu dullava, adubrava atma-bhakto. But for His devotee, is very, very easily available. Therefore, bhakti is the only source. Bhakta ame kaya grayam. Only through bhakti you can approach, you can talk with God on equal level, just like friends. The cowherd boys, they were treating Krishna on the same status. Krishna is like us, but they love Krishna very, very intensely. That is their qualification. Therefore, Krishna sometimes agrees to take the cowherd boys on his shoulder. So this is the Krishna wants that my bhakta, be my bhakta, and control me. Everyone who worships me with awe and veneration, I want somebody should come forward and control me. That he wants. Therefore, he has accepted Mahārāja Yaśodā to control him. How? God can be controlled. Īśvara Paramatma is the supreme controller. Who can control him? It's not possible. But he agrees to be controlled by pure devotee. Yes, Mahārāja, you control me. You bind me. You show me your stick so that I may be afraid. So everything is there. Don't think that God is zero. No. Sundamāt. There's everything. Janmātva-śrata-sahā athāta-brahma-jigyāsā. You are inquiring about Brahma. Param-brahma, param-dhāma, pavitram, param-bhavā. So, there must be anger. Not well, and God should be always peaceful. But the difference is, his anger and his peaceful attitude produces the same result. Lord Maharaj, a devotee, is very satisfied with Lord Maharaj, and he is very much dissatisfied with father, but the result is the same. Both of them got liberation. Although a devotee becomes associate, whereas the demon who is killed by God, he does not become an associate, he is not qualified, but he enters into the spiritual kingdom. He gets liberation from this material bondage. So, why a devotee should take the same position? Māmeti tato mām tatato gyatya visati tad anantara. The visate enters in the spiritual kingdom. Everyone who is liberated, he is entered. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā nasojati nakāntati samasarvesu bhūtesu madhvasvīlam. But those who are devotees, they are allowed to enter into the planet, Vaikuntha planet or Golok Vrindavan planet. In this way, one gets his original position. But if we do not take to bhakti, then we may enter into the Brahma effulgence, but there is chance of falling down. Arucha krithena parama padama tapa patanti adha anadita smaranam. So, those who are impersonalists, they may enter into the spiritual kingdom, That is called param padam. Padam padam, just vipadangana speech. But there is also chance of padam. Arjuna Krishna, after severe austerities and penances, one can enter into the Brahma effulgence. But unless one gets information of the parampadam, samasita di padapallavam pravam, there is chance of falling down. In the material world there is bhutta bhutta praliyate. But in spiritual also, if you enter into the spiritual kingdom, then from there also, even sometimes it so happens, of course, that is by God's desire, that is like joy vija. They were personal assistants. Well, the explanation is, Krishna wanted that should go, they should go, the Hiranyakashipu, these two joy vija, they should go to the material world and I must fight with them. Because that fighting, to become angry, that tendency is there, where he will exhibit. In the Vaikuntha, there is no chance of exhibiting this anger and fighting. That is not possible. Therefore, he induces his devotee to go to the material world and become my enemy, and I shall fight. I shall become angry. Because in the Vaikuntha, spiritual kingdom, there is no chance. Everyone is serving, everyone is friendly. Some relations, where is the question of fighting? But fighting spirit is there, anger is there, where he shall exist? Therefore, Krishna incarnates, he becomes angry, a devotee becomes enemy, and this is Krishna Lila. Nitya Lila, it is going on. Thank you very much.